بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy upon us and to raise us amongst the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and with those who are conscious of Him. Ameen. In the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses various stories in order to send a message to us, in order to communicate certain advices to us. And we find in the stories of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa, Ibrahim, Isa, and all the various prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, there are lessons that can be learned. And in addition to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes various examples. Various examples for us to learn from. These examples are true examples. And in one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ, and strike for them the example of two men. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ, we made for one of them, or we gave him two gardens. We gave him two gardens, and the other had nothing. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابِ, they had gardens of grapevines. This man, he had two gardens of grapevines. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ, and we surrounded these two gardens with date palms. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only gave him two gardens, but the gardens were surrounded with date palms. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا, and on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He granted him crops that cropped out of the ground in these gardens. So they were very fruitful gardens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if that was not enough for this man, He granted him even more. He caused a river to gush forth from the middle of the gardens. So you find that there was a river gushing forth. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا, so he had a river that was gushing forth that he would use to irrigate the various gardens that he had. He would go and he would irrigate this. Now this is a picture in our minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn for us. We can imagine what kind of bounty and ni'mah this man was in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ, not only did he have these gardens and all of these bounties, but these gardens were fruitful. They granted him so much fruit to the extent that it was more than enough for him. And وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ, so now this man, he looks at all of these things that he has and he begins to say to his friend, the man who has nothing, he says, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا, he says, I have more wealth than you. وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا, and I have more people to help me. You find that I have more children, I have more people around me, my employees are more, my business is flourishing, I am better than you. So he begins to boast and brag to this man. So the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him, didn't drive him to thanking Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, but it drove him to arrogance. He began to boast about it. أنا أكثر من كمالا وأعز نفرا ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه. Now the reality of the situation, this man, he was actually oppressing himself, even though when he entered into his garden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he was entering into his garden with all of this pomp and boast and arrogance. He entered into his garden. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the reality of the situation. وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, yet he was oppressing himself. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave that to him. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave him everything that he had. He was supposed to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, but it drove him to arrogance. It drove him to pomp. It drove him to become haughty on this earth. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He begins to say that, you know what? I think that this garden that I have, it will never come to an end. Here begins the kufr, the disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First it was kufrun ni'mah. It was the ungratefulness of the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. But because he began to see this, these two gardens flourishing, he began to believe in them more than he believed in the akhirah. So what he started doing was to say that, I think these gardens will never come to an end. وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, and if I am to go back to my Rabb, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا, I will find better than this in return for what I have done in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me here, He will most definitely give me there. And this was his scale of measure for success. He judged his success by the dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him in this world. And he began to tell this man, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا, I don't think that the last hour will come. It will never come. And if I am to be returned to my Rabb, then I will find that there is a lot of goodness waiting for me because He has already given me in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. Now he was fortunate enough to have a companion who would advise him, tell him some good words. So his companion began, قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. His companion began to tell him whilst he was talking to him, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ, did you disbelieve in the one who created you, مِنْ تُرَاب, he created you from dust, you came from nothing, who were you, ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَة, then you came from a dirty fluid that was mixed with another fluid and it became something. You became ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا, then He, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, shaped you into a man who has the ability to tend to these gardens, who has the ability to look after all of this. Have you disbelieved in that Rabb? This man is reminding him of all of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Now if we stop and pause for a moment here, this man had been granted every single thing that he wanted in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much in this world. All he had to do was to turn back to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We can draw an example into our lives. And we can draw and take lesson from the story and bring it into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we came to this place and we had nothing. Majority of us came from different places, we had absolutely nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us here. And we came, we opened up small businesses. We began to reap benefit. We began to profit. We began to enjoy the fruit of this dunya. And what happens? What happens when a person has weak faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Exactly what happened to this man. He slowly became arrogant upon the earth. He began to boast, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا, I am more in wealth than you, and I have more people surrounding me, more children, more employees to help me. And this arrogance does not stop there. If we don't stop it there and nip it in the bud, it continues and generates and furthers into kufr and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a live example from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Kufr, the Arabic word, actually means ungratefulness. When a person is granted a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he hides that bounty, he throws it away, it means nothing to him, he is not thankful to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then he becomes arrogant. Why? Because he begins to attribute that success to himself. He begins to think that I am the one who did all of this. And it leads him ultimately to disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this friend of this man, He continues to explain. Firstly, he describes his action as kufr, disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, he says,
وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا لَكِنَّ هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
But he is my Rabb, and I do not associate partners with my Rabb in any way at all. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ. Had you entered into your garden, قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. You said, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed this garden to be. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it to be. لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is absolutely no power that we can draw except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one that is powerful. He is the only one that has granted me all of this. لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا. Even though if you look at me, you will realize that I have less wealth than you and less children than you. But I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be thankful to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But this man continued in his arrogance. He continued in his haughtiness, in his pride. He thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not do anything to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. This man's crop was encompassed by the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His punishment finally came. He sent it down. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. So he began to turn his hands around and say, what have I lost? I have spent so much into this garden. How I have lost everything today. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. And then he says that I wish that I had not associated partners with my Rabb in any way. Because he saw his gardens were destroyed. He knew what they were. He experienced what it was to flourish in this dunya. And then he was ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it all away from him. And this man was fortunate enough to get this lesson in the dunya. He was able to derive the lesson to understand that I have been ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that I have associated partners with him by believing in this world more than I believe in Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So I have associated partners with him by materialism, literally. And this is what materialism does to us. If we continue to look at the wealth that we have and not spend it in its right causes, not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have, we become completely and totally ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become arrogant of what we have, and we become so attached to the dunya that it means more to us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. The lesson, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is to remain humble. Let us remain humble, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us from nothing. Completely nothing. أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Do we forget that our humble beginnings are actually dust? We were nothing before we came into this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He caused these two fluids, these dirty two fluids to mix. And then He made us into human beings that are able to talk, that are able to look after themselves, that are able to provide for their families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave us this ability. And if we forget this, and we begin to become arrogant and haughty, then the examples are there for us in the Quran. It is not my words that I relay to you today. It is the words of the most truthful of the truthful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ. And he had absolutely no group there to help him, يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. And he was not able to help himself as well. هنالك الولاية لله الحق.
There, at that juncture, the authority for is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truthful. هو خير ثوابا.
He is the best. He is the best in reward. وخير عقبا. And he is the best in outcome. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that we will one day return to him. We will one day stand in front of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. All of this material wealth that we have will mean nothing to us unless we spent it in his cause, unless we used it for the correct and right channels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us to use it in. Everything will not matter on that day when we will stand in front of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. No translator, no man in between us. We will stand and speak to our Maker. He will ask us about the wealth that we had in this world, about the bounties that he granted us, the children that we had, how we looked after them. Will we continue in our transgression? Will we continue to look at the material wealth that we have and become arrogant and haughty and become proud about what we have? Or will we humble ourselves and understand that we will one day return to the dust that we were created from? And this is not a message to anyone specific. This is a message firstly and foremostly to myself, and then to all of us. That let us take heed. Every time we hear a lesson, sometimes, or perhaps sometimes, we think that, you know, this lesson is directed at such and such a person. That lesson is directed at such and such a person. Why don't we listen to the message and take it into our own lives? And think about ourselves. That what does this have to do with my life? How can I change my life with this message? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the ability to benefit from this message. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to benefit from this message and pass it on to others. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.